This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. Hunting pheasants is a huge tradition here in South Dakota. It's a way of life in the state and it encourages people to get outside, especially the kids. The Turner County Charity Youth Pheasant Hunt is all about involving kids in the sport and practicing safety. On top of this excitement, some celebrities even join the fun and perform a concert that day. This year, believe it or not, is the 21st anniversary of the event, and it's featuring the family Christian group, the Browns. They will headline the show at the Parker High School Auditorium on Sunday, November 2nd. And joining us more to tell us about the Youth Pheasant Hunt and the show, Byron Nogelmeyer. He is a retired Turner County Sheriff. And Jim Caston, he is a board member of the committee. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well.
Very good.
Now, Byron, you've been on the program before, but Jim, this is something new for you. Are you a little bit nervous? You got a good voice.
I am. Don't surprise me, Christy.
I will not surprise you. It's nice to see you again, Byron, too. Now, the main event happening for the kids will be on Sunday, November 2nd, 21st Annual Turner County Charity Youth Pheasant Hunt. Can you believe that it's been over 20 years now? I remember last year we were talking about the 20th anniversary.
I think this is our 22nd year if we do the calculations right. But whatever, 21st or 22nd year. It's amazing how fast that time has flown by. We've probably had over 300 hunters, youth hunters, that have come through our program, and it's been a fun ride.
Absolutely. Now, how did this begin? Who started it? Jim, did you have something to do with it?
No, it was mostly Byron's idea. Yeah, I just kind of filled in there a little bit.
Yeah, so how it got started, I was involved once with a charity hunt down in Yankton County, and I just wanted a day where I could take the kids out and just do a hunt. And we started that in 2004 down at Turkey Creek Pheasant Haven, south of Marion. And I think we maybe had six kids. I'm not for sure. You know, we raised a little bit of money. I told each kid, if you want to find $100, you know, it's kind of like a marathon type thing where you walk a mile, you give me a nickel or whatever. And if you can raise $100, you can hunt in the hunt. And I think we raised $600 or $700, mm-hmm. How many kids there were. And we donated it away, and the kids had fun, and it was done in a couple hours. And that's how we got started. It was strictly just a hunt.
Do you remember when you started hunting, Byron? What was that experience like for you? Because you were a kid once upon a time the last time I checked.
I was. I checked that just the other day. I was a kid. Some people say I'm still a kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Still is.
Thanks, Jim. When I was 12 years old, I went to the Turner County Courthouse. The sheriff at that time, Bill Weiland, and his deputy, Cliff Blanchard, they were the guys that taught the Hunt Safe course. I was so proud of my Hunt Safe card that I got, because then I could go out hunting with my dad and carry a shotgun, and it meant a lot to me. It's kind of like getting your driver's license.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it got started. The concert got started about 3 years afterwards. That was with the help of Jim Ed Brown, mm-hmm. who passed away about 10 years ago, Country Music Hall of Famer, Grand Ole Opry member. And he came and brought some people with him, did a concert for us. They didn't even charge us to come. They just hunted with the kids. Who was it, Jim? It was Jim Ed Brown, Jimmy Fortune.
Jet Williams
and Daryl Singletary were the four that came that very first time. And they just sat on the stage with their guitars and picked and sang, and it was a great night.
Yeah, and Jim, how did you get involved with the Turner County Charity Youth Pheasant Hunt? I know Byron can be very persuasive when it comes to involving people.
Especially when he's sheriff, you know.
Well, there's that.
You know, no, I had a farm store back in the day, right on Main Street at Parker, and I had some fishing equipment in there and hunting equipment. Then we actually put on a kids' fishing tournament in June. So I kind of knew all the kids. They would come in and get their bait and fishing tackle, yeah. And that type of thing. And when Byron approached me, I thought, well, why not? This would be a great opportunity for the kids And I would really enjoy something like this. I like working with the kids. And so that's kind of how I got involved. And just kind of went from there. And it just kept growing from year to year. And
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun putting that on.
Same question that I asked Byron. Do you remember the first time you went out hunting?
Christine, that's a long time ago. Long time ago. But, you know, back in the day, oh my, it changed so much. I remember going to school, you know, and you'd have your car or your pickup, and you'd have your shotgun hanging in the back window. And after school, you would go home, and you might see a pheasant along the road, you know, and there you go. But things have changed so much now that I don't remember the first time, but I remember going out with my dad, and I've still got my dad's old 12-gauge shotgun that he used. And I remember, when he would, before I could carry a gun, that he would shoot, not always hit, but, you know, sometimes if you did, that was really exciting, and we just had a good time, good memories.
The funnest thing about hunting is when you're walking through that field and you just about step on that pheasant and it flushes underneath your feet and it gets your heart pumping. It scares you. It really does.
Yeah.
Because you're not expecting that. And it's just like a little adrenaline rush, and it really is a fun experience. It's fun to watch that happen with these youth hunters that we have out in the field.
Absolutely. And Jim, going back to what you were saying about growing up as a kid hunting, were you technically responsible for dinner then if you were to see that pheasant on your way home from school?
Well, not so much at that time, but now when I tell my wife if I'm going fishing or hunting that I'm trying to provide food for the family.
Yeah.
she doesn't always buy that. So.
Yeah. How many times does that work?
None.
There's always something attached to it. If you are just listening, we are talking about the annual Turner County Charity Youth Pheasant Hunt happening in Parker Sunday, November 2nd. And the concert this year is featuring the Browns at 2 o'clock Parker High School Auditorium. Now, hunting pheasants in the state, again, it creates that huge sense of South Dakota pride. And the focus for this event in particular emphasizes youth hunting. Now, obviously, not just any kid can come and participate at this event. There are some qualifications behind this. So what do the kids have to do in order to be part of the youth pheasant hunt?
They are required to take the Hunt Safe course that's provided by Hunt Safe instructors in Turner County. And they have to pass that course. And once they receive their card, they're eligible. We get a list of all the kids that have participated and passed the course, and we send them out a letter, and we ask them to respond if they want to participate in the hunt, and they let us know that, yes, we want to do this, or no, we can't. And so, you know, we might have 30 kids that have taken the course throughout the county, and we normally have like maybe 10 to 12 that will respond that they want to hunt. So that's kind of how they get invited. They have to pass the course. We invite them that they are allowed to come and hunt, and we just need a yes or no answer from them.
And this is good to know, too, that you are promoting gun safety. You know, the world is crazy, obviously, today, but it is important to get these kids to feel comfortable and to feel safe overall, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know, that's why we want them to come out and hunt for the day so they can put those practices into a real-life situation when they're hunting. How to carry the gun proper, how to load the gun proper, how to empty the gun properly, what to do, what not to do. as far as shooting, remembering their shooting zones of 10 and 2, and don't shoot anything on the ground. I mean, it's just a lot of things to remember when you're out there, when you're young. And even when you're old, sometimes old hunters get a little too complacent. And
yeah.
and old hunters will take bad shots. We found that our youth hunters probably take some of our best shots because they're really, really watching what they're doing.
I know that Jim is pointing to you, Byron, and now Jim is trying to hold in his laughter. Is there something that, Jim, you want to share that story with us?
Oh, no. No. No, Byron and I, we've hunted together quite a bit, he's always safe, but he's got a couple good dogs that they're really fun to watch.
I was just going to ask him about his dogs,
yeah,
too.
Oh, that'll take forever.
Well, I know that, Byron, you were talking about a puppy not that long ago. How's that puppy doing?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
You should see this facial reaction.
I'll give you some statistics. I got two dogs my son and I own, and Ivy, and the other one is Semper, like Semper Fi. He was 3 years old this year, and at the end of the season last year, he has retrieved over 500 pheasants.
Wow.
And Ivy, she's a 10-year-old female black lab, and she's probably right at 400. So between them both, they've just about retrieved over 1,000 birds in the last couple years. I mean, it's just crazy. We do a lot of volunteer work out at at Wings of Valor, and they really get good out there. They learn a lot out there, the dogs do.
So like Byron really takes those dogs serious. Semper has business card.
Oh!
His own business card.
Did you give me one of those, Byron? I think you did. Maybe.
Tell us how that went by.
I don't know if I've given you one. I have one left. I got to order some more.
Wow.
You know, I thought it would be a little treat for, like, the kids and the veterans that come out.
Yeah.
I feel like I should give them a stick of bubble gum with it or something. I don't know. But it's, you know, they appreciate it. You know, it gives a little history of him, when they're born, his date of birth, and what his favorite food is other than dog food. He gets an apple. Semper gets an apple every night.
Ooh.
I think I should be eating the apple because I don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. He is such a routinal dog. He eats at like 5:30 or 6, and by 7 o'clock, he wants his apple, and he lets us know that it's apple time.
I had a dog back in the day, you know, when I was a kid and that kind of thing, but just never worked out. And with those dogs, I mean, Byron and Lance, his son, do a fantastic job about working with those dogs and getting them trained, and they've been very... very successful with that.
And probably part of the safety course, too, Byron, is about dog training with that.
Yeah, you know, we don't talk much about the training of the dog, but we do tell them that the dog, if you shoot a bird, will probably not bring the bird to you because you shot it. That normally doesn't happen. It brings it back to me or my son. It's, you know, our main thing is no low shots, mainly because the dogs are out there and they understand that. That's why we really stress safety.
Now, what is the goal for these kids when they go out there? I'm sure lots of them want to get that pheasant, but what do you want them to get out of it?
There's one big goal that they're working on right now is the youth hunter that sells the most tickets to the concert wins a brand new shotgun. We give them a brand new shotgun. And we got a pretty good little competition going on between two or three of the boys that are in the youth hunt. But obviously safety is one thing. We want them to get a pheasant, experience the day, have fun.
Safety
is our main thing.
What do you think the kids are feeling when they're out there? You know, what are some questions that they can ask you when they go out there? Because I'm sure even though they took the course, they might have some questions or they're a little bit nervous when they first go out there.
Yeah, they are. They really don't know what to expect, especially with a first-time hunt. And if they've never walked along with anybody, they're real reluctant to shoot sometimes. Sometimes we have a person with each kid, and they kind of help guide them as far as the safety goes, when to shoot, that type of thing. But the kids do get a little apprehensive. They don't want to do anything wrong.
Yeah.
But yet they want that bird. And so it causes a little chaos at times, especially when they flush at the end, that there's all kinds of birds going every which way, and trying to get them to figure out which is the best shot.
Absolutely. Why do you think it is important to pass along the South Dakota tradition, not just pheasant hunting, but also this event in general?
You know, pheasant hunting has been such a thing in South Dakota. I get a magazine called the Retriever Journal. And in there, just this last week, I got it. And in that magazine, they're talking about hunting pheasants in different states. And then it always goes back to South Dakota, the pheasant hunting capital of the world. That's what we're known for. We're known for hunting pheasants. And we want those kids to be a part of that experience. That's what it's all about. I mean, we just want them to have the experience.
And it's also a bonus, too, that some of the musical guests even participate on the day with the kids, too.
Well, we have had some of the entertainers come out and hunt with the kids. Jim Ed Brown, he never missed a day to hunt with those kids. No. Jimmy Fortune, he's been back a few times, and when he had time, he would hunt with the kids. We had Giulietti here a few years ago. She didn't hunt, but she walked with the kids. She really enjoyed doing that. I mean, it's just a fun couple hours.
Absolutely. If you're just listening, we are talking about this year's Turner County Charity Youth Pheasant Hunt. It will be Sunday, November 2nd, 2 p.m. The Browns, they are the featured act this year. Now, yeah, let's talk about that show at Parker this year, Byron. So what usually happens at that point of the day?
Well, obviously, we hunt on Saturday, and then on Sunday, we have a group, the Brown family, coming in from Lamar's, Iowa. A lot of people have heard of the Browns, but a lot of people haven't. And they have their own theater in Lamar's, Iowa, where they do shows. I don't know how often, but they do several. We had them at the Turner County Fair a year ago on our opening on Sunday night for a pork barbecue they entertained, and people were so impressed with them. And I thought, you know what? I think they would be a good fit for our youth hunt. They play country, they play gospel, they play patriotic. They may even do some Christmas music. I know they do a Christmas show down there in Lamar's. Yep. So it's they're a family, a mom, two sons and their daughter, and Shelly Brown has ties to the Freeman area, mm-hmm. which is just west of Parker. She has relatives over there, and so she's real familiar with the Parker area. She remembers driving by the fairgrounds as a kid when she was over in the Freeman area. So it's going to be a great, wholesome show. They are very great, very good entertainers. I shouldn't say this, but if you're not happy with the show, get a hold of me if you're going, and I'll give you your $20 back, because it's a $20 bill to come to the show.
Wait a minute, Byron. No, they are really good, really good performers. I've been over there for their Christmas show, and they have like a dinner theater.
Yeah.
And then you go across to their studio, and really exciting entertainers.
And this is going to be a unique show because it is on a Sunday. Why have it on a Sunday this year?
Well, there's a reason for that.
Okay.
The Browns opened up a brand new theater, and their first performance in it was going to be on November 1st. we could not book them for the 1st of November, like we normally do for that Saturday night. So they asked, what about Sunday afternoon? I said, Sunday afternoon would work. That's the main reason why we're not doing it on a Saturday night. So I think we'll get the same. I mean, if you enjoy them, you'll be there whether it's a Friday night, Saturday night, or a Sunday afternoon. I'm sorry that we're going to interrupt the Chicago Bears game for you, Christine. I'm giving up a Vikings game, so come on now. So you can give up the Bears for a little while.
I suppose you're right about that. What does get the Browns excited about coming out for the show this year?
I think just coming back to where she kind of grew up. She loves coming back to the Freeman area, Parker area. They love Chislic.
Oh.
So that's going to be on the menu because we'll give them a lunch. And if we wouldn't have fed them Chislic, I think they would have went out to the Meridian Corner on Highway 81 and 18.
Probably.
And ordered Chislic. I think that would have been in their travels back home. I do know last year when they were here at the fair, they went over to Marion after they got done performing and had Chislic over at the Marion Bar, I think I was told. So, yeah, they love Chislic, and we're going to try and keep them happy and get them over here and sing. And I just want people to come to the performance. The money goes out to Wings of Valor. Wings of Valor is a special place where veterans and can go hunt for free. They just got to fill out some documentation and go. They come in from all over the country, and they pay. The Wings of Valor pays for their transportation, pays for their food, pays for their lodging at the property. And they're a 501c3, and they're a nonprofit organization, but just like we are, and we want to help them out. So all our proceeds from our concert will go help the Wings of Valor, and. And that's where the kids will hunt. They're so gracious to let us hunt out there. So we really do appreciate that from the Wings of Valor folks. And it'll be a great day.
The Turner County Charity Youth Pheasant Hunt, it has been a part of the community for over 20 years. What's the hope for this event to continue and to stay strong?
Well, we just hope to give the kids that experience that what has become the tradition of South Dakota, and that's pheasant hunting. And it's kind of a camaraderie type situation also, where you go out and hunt with your friends and you give each other a bad time if they miss a shot or any experience that they've had. It's just really kind of a fun-filled day every time. And the main thing is to go out and enjoy Mother Nature in the fall. You look at all the trees turning and just the animals that you actually do come across when you're hunting. And it's just a great time and something for the kids to experience rather than be inside all the time. And
I got to tell you of a thing that happened to me here this spring or last spring, I can't remember. I was in one of the large sports stores in Sioux Falls here, probably one of the largest sports store. And my grandson's baseball glove, it was so stiff, so I brought it back, and they use a hammer to loosen it up, I guess, or they steam it or whatever. So the young man that was helping me, he says, can I help you? I says, yeah, I need this done to my glove, la, la, da, da. And he looked at me and he says, hey, you're Byron. You did that youth hunt in Turner County. And I looked at his name and I go, yeah. I says, you were probably in one of my first hunts like 20-some years ago. Oh, man, he said, that was the funnest day I've ever had. And now you're talking to a kid that is probably 32 years old now and still remembers it. Still wanted to talk about it. So we do leave a little bit of an impression in these young kids, I do believe.
Yeah. Does that give you a sense of pride, not just for the kids, but for putting on this great event every single year? Because it does take a lot of work.
Yeah, you know, because once the kids are done and after the concert, you know, we hardly ever see them kids again. So it was fun to bump into this young man and working in the sports store, and that he brought it up to me, and that meant a lot to me.
Jim, what about you? Do you have a sense of pride too when you put on this event every single year?
Absolutely. It's just an honor to work with the kids and be out in Mother Nature, enjoy pheasant hunting, and actually meeting all these stars over the past years that, they are just common people, just like you and I. And it's so fun to listen to their stories, that type of thing, when they've been out entertaining most of their life. But yet they just really enjoy a pheasant hunt. And working with the kids, that's a big enjoyment for a lot of them that have hunted with us. That it's just a great experience all the way around.
Yeah, you guys always do such a great job putting this together every single year. Byron, if people want more information about the show, we're talking about the Turner County Charity Youth Pheasant Hunt. Now, the hunt itself happening on Saturday. The show will be on Sunday featuring the Browns, November 2nd, 2 p.m., Parker High School Auditorium. What's a good website or a phone number, Byron?
You can get tickets online at itickets.com. There is a little $2.50 fee, convenience fee that you have to pay, which is not very much compared to other ticketing places. So otherwise, they will be available at the door. We're selling them at Parker Ace, Jones Food Center in Parker, Rivers Edge Bank in Marion and Parker, Merchant State Bank in Freeman, Parker Pharmacy, Security Bank in Lenox, and in Chancellor. So we do have some outlets. The easiest way, buy them at the door when you come or order them online, itickets.com. That would probably be the easiest way to get your tickets, so you don't have to drive to Parker if you want to buy an advance ticket. But it's general seating. There's no reserve seats for anybody other than my board members, the youth hunters, and their family. We would do reserve seats. And the biggest thing of this whole event, there's a certain person that's going to be showing up, and that's you, Christine.
What?
To MC this program.
This is breaking news. Byron. No, I am looking forward to being a part of it again this year. Byron Nogemeyer, Jim Kasten, anybody have anything else to add before we wrap up here about the event or about what people can expect?
Just please come, because I don't want to hear 3 days later, oh, I didn't know that was going on. From Sioux Falls, it's a 26-minute drive if you're on the west side of Sioux Falls to Parker. Please come. Help us with our Wings of Valor. Showing support to our organization, we really would appreciate it.
Boy, if you're looking for a really good entertainment for a Sunday afternoon, please come to the show.
Absolutely, especially to support the Wings of Valor Lodge, too. Again, the charity, the Turner County Charity Youth Pheasant Hunt, that will be happening on Saturday, November 1st, Sunday, November 2nd at 2 p.m. That will be the concert featuring the Browns. And again, it will be at the Parker High School Auditorium. Guys, Byron, Jim, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we'll see you on November 2nd.
All right, thanks for having us.
Thanks, Christine.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.